Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier, independent, and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
I've put together an amazing course because I think it's just so valuable and it could be life-saving, honestly. And it's called Stand Up, Keep Up. And it's going to be a two-time seminar where I'm going to be teaching not only all the steps to fall prevention, mm-hmm. extrinsic and intrinsic factors, but digging deeper, right? So let's dig into why are you at a fall risk? Why did you fall? What are the conditions that you have that are putting you at risk and what can we do about those intrinsic factors? So it's digging a little deeper and a little bit more holistically into the whys about fall prevention, not just the steps.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And I am here again with Dr. Sean Weiss, and we are talking about springing forward for seniors and keeping them healthy. And, you know, we've talked, Dr. Weiss, about outdoors and indoors, and probably the common denominator is our walking. We're more active now. The weather's nicer. We want to get out there. Do you have any tips on ways in which we can be more mindful of how we walk, how we keep ourselves upright? Obviously, there's times that we're going to go out, and how do we do that in the best way possible?
Well, as a physical therapist, walking is my number one recommended activity. It is literally the number one thing you can do, and you need to be doing it in a safe way. Why is walking important? Walking is the number one exercise for a healthy body because it builds bone density, keeps your bones strong. It's keeping your muscles strong. Mm-hmm. It's also building cardiovascular endurance, being able to, especially community distance. If you're going to go out and go to the store, being able to walk those longer distances. It's literally the number one thing I recommend. Mm-hmm. But making sure that, you know, you're not being stubborn, that you know if you have balance issues or you're going to be walking a long period of time where you might get a little bit tired, to have your assistive device with you. If that's a straight cane, is that a quad cane? Is that a walker with wheels? Whatever it is that you know you need to have, use it.
Yeah.
And that's where people, you know, I could probably tell you five people in the last 3 months that have had an issue because at home they use a walker. And for some reason, when they went outside the house, they didn't think they needed it with them. Or they didn't want people to see them with a walker. And those type of devices, what you have to remember, it's a mindset shift. The initial response of most older adults is they don't want an assistive device because they feel like that's the beginning of the end, right? It's just, oh, it's all going to go downhill from here. It's going to hell in a handbasket, right? Mm-hmm. But actually, those devices to allow you to walk safely give you your independence back. They make you more independent. They make you less likely to fall. So our surfaces out there they're uneven. You have uneven sidewalks. You have uneven parking lots. You have holes and potholes from the winter. And if you live curbs, where I live, everything,
that step up.
The potholes are still there too. And you don't want to get your foot into that. Gosh, gravel driveways, all of these, what we consider uneven terrain.
Yeah.
So if you are on an uneven terrain or you're like, hey, I want to go outside and walk in my yard, like wait, make sure, is the yard still soggy? Is it still wet? Can you walk safely even with an assistive device? You've got to kind of survey what it is you're going to be doing before you head out to do it. That's huge. Hydration and walking is also a big factor. You want to make sure you're staying hydrated. especially as we're coming out of winter, again, people overestimate most of the time what it is they're capable of doing, especially those over 65. Mm-hmm. Because they,
you'd
again,
think
want to get out.
You're in your 40s again.
I'm going to go do 10 things today. And I'm going to go take a walk around the block. And I haven't done that in 4 months.
Yeah.
You want to build up a walking mm-hmm. program. Mm-hmm. So start slow, find out. I always say, stop when you get halfway tired, because you got to turn around and get home.
Yeah.
So when you're halfway tired, but start finding lengths of time that you're comfortable mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. and just start building on that. It's going to build your leg strength. You know, I'm an advocate also for doing exercises at home, whether they're in a chair or mm-hmm. holding onto a counter. It's going to build your lower body strength. It's also going to build your endurance mm-hmm. so that when you get out and take these walks, you are going to be safer, because you're not going to get tired where you're most likely to trip.
Yeah.
Or hurry to get back.
Very true.
All very important things.
Yeah. And, you know, to think about that, obviously you speak for organizations all the time, and I would love to kind of have you let, you know, our listeners in a little bit about your program. And you have a special opportunity for us this upcoming month.
Yes, I am so excited. I've put together an amazing course because I think it's just so valuable, and it could be life-saving, honestly. And it's called Stand Up, Keep Up. And it's going to be a two-time seminar where I'm going to be teaching not only all the steps to fall prevention, mm-hmm. extrinsic and intrinsic factors, but digging deeper, right? So let's dig into, why are you at a fall risk? Why did you fall? What are the conditions that you have that are putting you at risk? And what can we do about those intrinsic factors? So it's digging a little deeper and a little bit more holistically into the whys about fall prevention, not just the steps. So we include all of it in Stand Up, Keep Up. So I'm going to give you a link so that your listeners can get a special pricing. This is going to be in May. So again, it'll be over two different days. It'll be an hour Zoom class course where you can get all kinds of wonderful information and a free gift. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, we'll make sure to put it up in our show notes on YouTube, as well as on Answers for Elders. One of the things I think that I want to just talk about is just being more mindful. I think oftentimes we are in a hurry. We even, you know, in our late 60s, we're younger seniors, but we don't realize that our bones are maybe more brittle now. We may be in a situation where we don't have the stamina that we used to have. I know for me, it's like I used to go shopping, go to the mall, and I would go in the morning and I would stay all day. I can't do that anymore. Take breaks. Be gentle with yourself. And it's okay to say, I need a break. And I think the other thing that I've learned to do, is because I have a bad foot, is I talk to my friends and say, can I hold on to your arm while we walk from A to B? Not that I need a walker yet, but it's a nice way to just know that we're all in this together, right? And I think that's one of the things that we forget about. We forget about what we are capable of. And I just wanted to leave that with our audience for sure.
Be mindful and make a plan this time of year. Start slow and gradually work up your activity.
Yes. And stop and smell the roses. Don't push yourself. So I think that's one of the things that's really exciting. Dr. Sean, I'm so thrilled. And again, how we reach you is at rockstarseniors.net. Is that correct?
Rockstarseniors.net. There's a link to email me or even get on a free discovery call with me, which I would love to help answer any questions or concerns. Get on a call.
And thank you again, Dr. Sean, for being with us. And I really want to talk to you just as we're closing again. For those that are interested in your fall prevention class coming up next month, mm-hmm. how do we find that again?
You can go to rockstarseniors.net, where I will put a link, but I also will give you a link for your listeners with a special discount, because it's going to be a 2-session Zoom course. So what's great is it doesn't matter where you live in the country, you can hop on to this course and learn not only about fall prevention techniques, but digging a little deeper on holistic strategies to why you're falling, right? Let's find the root causes of why you're at a high fall risk. So I'm really excited about this. I've been doing this for 27 years, and this is a course that I think is going to be so helpful for everybody.
Will you leave a positive legacy to those you love and preserve your assets? Who will advocate for you if you reach a stage in life where you cannot represent yourself? Is your estate plan solid? If not, assets could be lost, estate taxes levied, and family conflict may be your legacy. Hi, I'm Washington State Attorney Steve Waltar, and for the last 25 years, my firm, Legacy Estate Planning, has helped thousands of clients avoid conflict, chaos, and court by creating customized estate plans. A good estate plan provides peace of mind during your lifetime, keeps you out of court while you're alive, and reduces estate taxes while creating a lasting legacy for your loved ones when you're gone. At Legacy Estate Planning, we'll answer your questions, and for those in Washington who mention this ad, we'll provide a free 60-minute consultation. So reach out to us on our website, www.waltar.com, that's W-A-L-T-A-R.com, or you can call us at 425-455-6788. What legacy will you leave?
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.